Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Birthdays are so much more than just celebrating the day you made it onto this planet. They are about freebies. That's where Rebecca is motivated.
It will be in a second. But first, I have to do something. So we're doing the Burt Show Celebrity Call-In Challenge right now. And if I am correct, it ends tomorrow at the end of the show.
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have to do something. This is my final Hail Mary. So if you are listening right now in your car, if you're listening on the podcast and you work at Dunwoody High School, I need you to email me because I know you know how to contact Ryan Seacrest.
Oh my gosh.
I went to Dunwoody High School. Yep. I met him on my MassCom trip when I went to LA to see an American Idol taping. He went to Dunwoody High School. He is a famous alum. Mm-hmm. I know you can contact him. I didn't want to do this, but I don't have connections. But you know what? Here's what I did have. I had cancer. And if you help me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Not the cancer card.
Cancer card.
Hey, after what she's been through, I think you're allowed.
Thank you.
What's the point of having a cancer card if you can't pull it every now and then?
Hello. If you help me, you are helping a cancer survivor get a paid week off. So please, Dunwoody High School employees, email me at Rebecca@theburtshow.com so that I can win this.
Hey, you use what you got. This is what you got. You took advantage of it. I think I said this in the beginning of this contest, that he would be, if not eager, at least understand it and do a 60-second call. He's been doing radio his entire life, right down the street here.
Yeah.
He gets it.
Ryan, I shook your hand once. I was like 17. I know you don't remember. Call him for me.
I had a really fun night with him at Vision Nightclub way back. Actually, it was Compound. He probably wouldn't remember it, but he's a fun dude.
Yeah.
He's a very fun dude.
I have faith. He'll call in.
Rebecca, I too have reached out to Mr. Seacrest because his right hand, his executive producer, used to be on my staff in Los Angeles. And so I reached out to him and he said, yeah, he's too busy.
Okay.
No. But you don't have cancer, bro.
But I am declaring this now just for you, Rebecca.
Uh-huh.
Cancer survivor.
Yes.
I will reach out again. And I will ask him to call in on your behalf instead of mine.
Yeah.
Is that her birthday gift, or are you going to actually get her something?
Yeah, because I don't think Ryan Seacrest can beat one of the celebs I already had called in.
Oh, really?
She can have him.
Okay. All right. Then the controversy begins. If Ryan calls in and you win, then people will be like, well, Tommy set it up and blibbity, blibbity, blue.
Nope. I'm saying if Ryan Seacrest calls in, it's for Rebecca.
Okay.
Aww.
All right. Today and tomorrow, last day for celebrities to call in.
Well, this is the perfect segue because I love free stuff. So my birthday is a Sunday. I'm turning 31, which feels vaguely threatening to me. In my 31 years of living, I have learned I love stuff, tchotchkes, things, everything. I just love it.
I love a trinket.
Love a trinket.
We can look at the back of your computer and see that.
Yeah, it's very eclectic.
Yeah, speaking of vague threats, that little naked baby on the back of your computer.
My sunny angel. Oh, my God. Everyone's obsessed with the sunny angels.
Your computer is the version of the car I see from time to time that has 37 bumper stickers on it. That is endorsing so many different organizations.
And one of them is always coexist.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God, it is. The coexist bumper is always there among the fray.
I don't like that. I give off that.
Happy birthday, you 31-year-old
you. Thank you. So I've compiled a quick list of all the birthday freebies I signed up for and will be getting from different companies and restaurants for my birthday.
Oh, so this is like a pro tip because Abby had a great pro tip yesterday on how to save money on your flights, and you have pro tips on how you can get free stuff for your birthday.
Y'all, exactly. I saved people
people $1,500 yesterday on a flight to Greece.
Really?
Yeah. I got a DM from a woman who's going to Greece in September with her boyfriend, and she saved like $600, and then he saved like $850. I was like, make that man take you to Italy next.
That's fantastic. All right, so for those that didn't hear, can you give them the 30-second recap on that one?
Long story short, if you have booked on Delta, and if you've already bought your flight, but the price of the flight goes down, you can contact customer service, and they will give you an e-credit for the difference. So you won't get that money back, but if you want to buy another flight, you can use that money towards another flight.
So you just have to search like the existing flight you're already on, and it'll and you'll see what it costs now.
Yeah, set up a Google alert, and you'll get little emails to your inbox.
Slay. Well, if you want a branded notebook from Dior Beauty, just sign up for their on their website. $10 gift card from IKEA for Swedish meatballs. Crocs, $15 off for $50, and that's the exact price of bulk gibbets I want to buy. Ace Hardware, $5 off, and I've been meaning to buy a hammer.
Have you?
No. Kiehl's will give you a lip balm. CVS, $3 off. AMC, free popcorn. Cinemark, free drink, so double feature. Crumble, free cookie. Fuddruckers does
buy one, get one. Let's back up on the Crumble for a second. A free cookie, or do you get four of those big ones?
I think it's one free cookie per birthday.
But it's one of the big ones, not the minis?
I hope so.
Okay.
I can test it out. I'll report back.
But you have to, like, you just have to sign up for their, like, to be, like, for their e-blast and things like that.
Yeah, you got to be in the Crumble Club. Fuddruckers, buy one, get one free, but I don't know what Fuddruckers is.
It's like a hamburger joint. Mm. I haven't seen one since my middle school days in Orlando.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Good to know. Taco Bell will give me a regular size Mountain Dew Baja Blast Freeze.
Whoa,
Tommy. Applebee's dessert, Auntie Anne's pretzel, Cheesecake Factory cheesecake. Mm. And I have a poem for all of you. A free Slurpee at 7-Eleven. IHOP gifts a full stack. Nothing but Bundt, a free Buntlet.
Oh, those are good.
And Bojangles, a Bowberry stack.
Wow.
That was very moving.
Okay. Yep. It was very poetic, if you will.
It's a lot of carbs.
You're intoxicated with freebies, right?
I am. Okay, finally, Medieval Times has a buy one, get one free ticket offer. I have a boyfriend now. I assume they all love the Dark Ages. I'm set for May. And I'll be at the Georgia Aquarium on Sunday because they let people in for free if you're a Georgia resident on their birthday.
Oh, is that right?
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a pretty damn good list.
Me and the beluga whales. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
It's that time. I get to talk about Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni again.
Sounds pretty juicy.
This is so juicy.
This one's pretty juicy.
You guys don't even understand. Just when you think this court case can't get any crazier, something comes out and things start getting a little bit juicier. So, quick recap. Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni, they were in a movie called The Dance With Us. They are both suing each other for different reasons. Blake Lively is suing him and accusing him of sexual harassment and retaliation during the film's production. Baldoni is suing her and Ryan Reynolds and their PR rep, publicist, for $400 million. Citing defamation, extortion, let's remember that word, extortion, and invasion of privacy. But now Justin Baldoni's lawyer says that he has an inside tip in the Taylor Swift camp, and he is claiming in a new document that Blake Lively tried to extort superstar, A-list pop star Taylor Swift, her best friend. You guys don't even understand. Like, think of your best friend. This is who Blake Lively is to Taylor Swift. They were at the Super Bowl together. They have been at the Chiefs games together. They have walked the Met Gala red carpets, not together, but, you know, they've done everything together.
I do believe
Taylor Swift is the godmother to one of her children.
She is the godmother to one of her children. I mean, like, these, it doesn't get closer than these two. They've been photographed out to dinner together countless, countless times, showcasing that, you know, as of a date 1 year ago, they are still tighter than you could ever be. I mean, this is so groundbreaking.
Justin Baldoni's using the word extort. Did she extort her, or is she just asking a friend for a solid?
They are claiming Lively asked Taylor Swift to delete messages pertinent to the case, which, by the way, a crime. So Bette's basically witness. It's tampering mm-hmm. with witness. Something. Yeah. It's not good. You can go to jail for it. And
she's tampering with evidence.
Basically saying if you do not delete these messages, I will release personal messages between us. That's the extortion part.
Oh, wow.
She is saying, if you do not delete these messages, witness tampering, I will release our personal correspondences between us. So that's any text she sent about her breakup with Joe Alwyn, any text about her breakup with Maddie Healy, any text about her getting together with Travis Kelce, all these things that the public wants to know.
Now
she is extorting her.
Abby, now it's making sense why Justin subpoenaed Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
Because then by subpoenaing Taylor Swift, you've made her a witness. Therefore, if Blake Lively asked her to delete text messages, that is indeed witness tampering.
Uh-huh.
See, now you know why it's such a big deal.
Yeah, I just don't know if I believe it. I mean, again, this has come from Baldoni's side. A lot of this has to do with public opinion even more than it does the loss. I don't know that I believe all
silly,
that.
Silly Bert. Okay. Did you forget that Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift's boyfriend of a year, 2 years now, a year, unfollowed Ryan Reynolds publicly?
Abby, I did forget that.
Do you remember why that's so important?
I don't.
It's because he's trying to send us a message that something is going down between the friendship of Blake Lively and Taylor Swift. And what else would tear apart your friendship of 10 years when you are the godmother to their children, other than being potentially extorted and blackmailed, essentially, for not witness tampering?
People want to downplay social media, but this is where celebrities make power moves. This is how celebrities control the narrative. This is how celebrities make statements without making statements. Social media is way more powerful for celebrities in making these statements. So if you don't think it's a big deal that Travis Kelce unfollowed Ryan Reynolds, I hate to break it to you, but you're wrong. Like, that was calculated. That was pointed. That is trying to make a statement that this is, I'm telling you right now, whose side you need to be on, and it's Taylor's, not Blake's.
100%. If this is true, obviously this is all alleged. This is literally just claims coming out from the Baldoni camp. But why in the world, when you know the entire universe is paying attention to this case, why you would make that claim if you didn't have some kind of semblance of validity to back up these claims? You wouldn't just say that. And let me put this out there. Taylor Swift's PR rep, Tree Payne, would have shut this down immediately if this wasn't true.
Have this right, that was it last week that Baldoni's lawyer suggested that they have a big screen TV and they show the live feed of the court case when it happens?
Yes, I did see that, yeah. Vaguely. Yeah. And honestly, I would sit there front row with popcorn, because when this goes down in March of 2026, if it's not televised, I'm going to be big mad. All right, Rihanna, she's releasing new music tomorrow, and I have a clip of her next song, and I'm going to play it for you on your next E-Buzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Question for you guys to ponder. 120 people show up to a wedding. Of those 120 people, how many do you think brought gifts? Because Aliz Ruiz posted this on TikTok and shared, when we had 120 people at our wedding, we only received how many gifts do you think they got?
I think a little more than half of the people would bring a gift. So I would say about 70, 75.
Okay.
I'm going to go 45.
Okay. Because remember, you have 120 people. But to help you guys out, most of those people are probably coupled up. Mm-hmm. So you got 60 couples.
Oh, that makes sense.
So then
families.
So you'll have, like, you know, one gift. So you might want to alter your thinking a little bit.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go 40.
Okay.
40 of the 60 couples?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. 40.
I already said 45.
Four.
Four?
No.
What?
Way.
Four.
It had to be some kind of weird circumstance.
She said when we had 120 people at our wedding and we only received 12 cards and four gifts, because she's playing a quirky song in the background and she's like, we only had 120, you know, we had a, and then you read the caption, he goes, and before you all come for me, I'm not even saying it had to be money, but just a card with a cute message or prayer. I don't know. I wouldn't show up to a wedding empty handed. Out of the 120 guests, she received four gifts.
That does seem wildly low.
Oddly low.
Weirdly yeah. low. So I went through the comments because, I mean, obviously you're looking at her and her husband like, hey, like, what did you all do to all these people that they don't want to bring gift? But
well, then they shouldn't have even shown up.
That's what I was thinking. Why would you even be there if you don't like them?
So I'm going through the comments and like Macy Wolf says, I feel like our generation doesn't know common courtesy anymore. Anytime someone invites you anywhere, you bring something, period. Another person said, I would die of embarrassment if I didn't bring a gift to a wedding. Sis Lil J, no, your presence is not a gift. If they wanted to see you, they'd invite you over. It's a wedding, a couple starting their lives together, and you don't want to contribute to that. People are so embarrassing. And then everybody, a lot of people commented, and I'm sure they all thoroughly enjoyed the free food and drinks while they're sitting there having not brought you a gift.
This is infuriating for a couple of reasons. A, because it is just so, it's just so discourteous to show up empty handed. A, but B, you know how much money I have spent on other people's wedding gifts and wedding showers and baby showers. And then you're going to show up to my wedding with nothing in hand. For me, from like a fairness level, that's what would bother me the most, is like how often you've got to show up for other people and then it's your big day and then they just slide in. They're like, here's your Hallmark card. Bye.
I do feel like today we are getting away from people like not knowing not to show up empty handed to practically anything, because that's how I was raised. Even if you're going to someone's home for a little bit, like, yes, you bring something. And I know every time I have a get together, if I have 15 people there, like two or three people will bring something.
It's just, if there's somebody's inviting you over for dinner, mm-hmm, I feel like I want to contribute in some manner. So I'm probably going to bring a bottle of wine, depending, right, if that's the vibe.
So while we're here, right, this doesn't have to do with a wedding, but I have found myself the last couple of weeks reluctant to invite people to Hollis's graduation party for this reason.
Why?
Because I don't want them to feel like they need to bring a gift. And I've heard it joked about before, like, you're supposed to invite all your friends because your kid will get money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, well, his dad's doing okay, so he doesn't really need to get cash from other people. I've been reluctant on inviting people because I didn't want them to feel that they were, like, it was mandatory.
Okay, say no gifts, please. And the invitation.
But then they still do it anyway.
Yeah, I would do it anyway.
That's their choice, though.
Yeah. So here's, as somebody who was, it was lovely to get an invite from your girlfriend to your son's graduation party, which I think it's beautiful that your girlfriend Amanda is helping you plan this graduation, mm-hmm, party at your house. So, yes, you are doing well, et cetera. However, college students can still use some money. So this is not about you. This is about Hollis. This is about celebrating his accomplishment.
But he's going to get plenty of money from his dad for college.
Never
and that's
enough.
Great.
What's that?
It's never enough.
Yeah.
And that is great. And I'm letting you know right now, like, whether you like it or not, we're getting Hollis a graduation card and we're stuffing some money in it for him. Because I've known this kid since he was three. Right. And that's a huge milestone and accomplishment. And all those years of school and his extracurricular activities, and he got accepted to the college he wants to go to and is hoping to transfer. And no, you don't have to spend that money. You can put that money in a savings for something. Or if you want to, like, you know, over the summer, go do a travel abroad so you can go see, you know, see the world, et cetera. Let people throw some cash at your kid. Don't feel bad about it.
Maybe I was projecting how I feel about presents onto his party, because to me, you showing up and just saying, hey, congratulations, and acknowledging the work that he did should be gift enough.
Well, I can't go because I'm going to be at the digging zone in next to Dollywood this weekend.
Well, then Bart better come with a big-ass gift.
There you go.
I was just going to echo Kristen's sentiment. Like, it's actually a great opportunity for you to sit down with him,
yeah,
and talk about investing in his future. And you could put that money in, like, a Roth IRA or something like, uh-huh, that. So, yeah, you might be able to fund his college now, but his friends and family can give to him in a way that's going to help take care of him when he retires. And I know that's so far off, but that's kind of a beautiful sentiment.
And listen, it's a big deal that Hayden's graduating for SCAD. We're getting him a graduation card and money as well.
Dang.
I'm also graduating from an online class, so you're all invited.
Shouldn't the parents get a gift? I mean, we've seen them through it. We've supported them for 4 or 5 years.
The gift is them moving out.
Shouldn't we get a gift?
Your gift is them graduating.
Is it?
No.
Because at least one of them's still going to be milking me for a whole bunch of money.
That's a fact.
The Burt Show.
Do you think people are looking for ways to save money perhaps now more than they were a couple of months ago? Abby gave you some great tips on traveling yesterday. And Mikey here today on how to save some cash on what?
Well, life.
Life.
Yeah. Well, anytime you walk out the door these days, it's going to cost you deep in the purse. And I graduated almost exactly 1 year ago, and there's been trials and there's been tribulation, but I have got some tips here, 10 tips that are, it's going to save your bank account.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
All right.
All right. You ready?
How much today do you have in your bank account? I'm just curious.
I'm not telling you.
How much is it? Is it under $100?
$30. Number one, we're going to start off simple here. This tip will get you far. Rip paper towels into thirds. I think maybe my biggest expense is paper towels. It's never ending, these paper towels.
What are you primarily using paper towels for?
My face and hands.
Can I offer you a solution?
Hit me.
Dish towel, and you just use that one.
All these towel stuff, they don't make sense to me because you're just transferring your grime from this place to that place. I don't use a sponge. I use my hand. What? Like if I'm doing dishes.
Wait, you
what?
That's crazy.
What?
So you have a dirty pot that's got like dried on scrambled eggs on
it.
And instead of using some kind of sponge or little scrubby, you're taking your hand and you're washing the pan.
Yeah, and then you put it in the dishwasher,
no
of course.
Way, bro. What's the reluctance on using like a sponge?
Because then you're just taking the scrambled egg, whatever, debris, and then it's just going to be on the sponge, and then your sponge is going to sit there.
I agree. Okay, I agree with you. As someone who hates germs, I hate sponges because they harbor bacteria. Let me introduce you to something called the Swedish paper towel.
What's that?
It is kind of like a sponge, but it's flat like a paper towel, so you can still use it to wipe up messes, wash dishes, but you can also wash it in the dishwasher, so it's clean again.
But I am with you. I use an absurd amount of paper towels.
Yeah.
It's not environmentally friendly. It's not costly. I just seem to like rip it for everything.
They're so expensive. It doesn't make sense every time I buy them. Number two is eat before you go out. That's another simple one. People know about this, but you just got to do it. You got to get into the practice of eating before you go out. Don't even get French fries when you go out. Just drinks.
So fill yourself up so you're going to order less.
That's right.
Saving money when you're at the restaurant.
Make yourself a PB&J and then call it a day.
I get that.
That's right. Take anything anyone ever offers you.
can you explain that one?
That's meals, couches, cash, old cardboard, applesauce containers, anything anyone tries to give you, just take it.
Got it.
If you need to throw it away on your end, that's fine, but you never know when you need it.
It's so funny because one of our babysitters, who is about the same age as you, before I donate anything to Goodwill, I always ask her if she wants it, and I don't think she said no yet.
Yeah, someone offered me an old lantern the other day, one of those oil ones. Just took it. Never going to touch it, but I took it. Number four, this one's kind of a given. Don't get an 11-year-old dog with congestive heart failure.
That's really good advice, Mike.
Solid advice.
That's up there.
How's your dog doing, by the way?
He's living.
Okay.
For now.
He's breathing.
He's alive.
When he takes a deep nap, though, are you looking at his stomach a little bit harder just to make sure it's going up and down?
You got
to
check his heart.
Taking your girlfriend's compact and putting it under his nose to make sure that he gets some kind of fog.
All right. This one may be the most helpful tip on the list. Kroger brand sells a $3 bag of Ruffle potato chips that will last you 4 nights if you're a sleep eater. And that's actually incredible because like a box of Goldfish can last you 5 nights, but that's actually expensive. Goldfish are expensive. I don't know if you guys know this.
Yeah, it's a name brand.
Yeah, I ate so much goldfish and had it all around the house when my kids were Jimmy's age that I can't even look at them anymore.
Super messy.
God, yeah. And then they're always in the back seat of the car. Right. I hate them.
Now, Bart hates them. He's like, it's not up to snuff to Bart's food standards.
Yeah, the dyes and the chemicals. Yeah.
But this weekend when I'm parenting alone in the mountains, guess what we're going to eat? Goldfish and cheeses.
They're actually really bad for kids' teeth because the crackers and the sugars get stuck up in there and they cause a lot of cavities and you wouldn't think it.
And cavities are expensive, Mikey.
Yeah.
Doubt it.
He's like, less teeth I got to worry about.
This one is maybe a little bit controversial. Only get $10 to $15 worth of gas every time you fill up your car. That way the stress of almost being on empty will cause you to constantly think about your money problems. And it'll always be at the front of your brain, which is a good thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wait, explain this, the wisdom in this one again.
The more you think about your money problems, the more you're going to be like, maybe I shouldn't go out.
Oh, I see. Okay. I see what you're saying. So keep yourself under stress all the time.
Yes. Yeah,
so
yeah,
you're
yeah.
not overspending.
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
Ruin your health to save your money.
Uh-huh. Exactly. You're very nervous all the time.
Yep.
Pour all of your, number seven, pour all of your effort into getting other people's streaming passwords.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that one.
So
yeah,
these days, they've been cracking down
on
us.
They get mad at it, man.
I know. Uh-huh. So they'll let you have about a month before they ask you if you're traveling. Then it's time to move to a new account. After you switch three times, you can go back to that original account.
However, there is nothing more frustrating when you're allowing other people to use your account than you go to sign on to watch something and everybody's watching at the same time and I'm the one that can't watch.
Yeah, you got to make them create their own profile.
Yeah.
We got to.
Mm. All right, here's one. I think I'm going to educate some here. Number eight, eat only steaks.
Huh? The carnivore diet?
Eat only steaks. I thought, you know, growing up, they say like steak and champagne, like you're Richie Rich over there. Turns out you can get a $10 steak that'll feed two people. I've had steak probably five times in this past week. All I eat is steak now.
You're like the new Liver King.
Wow. yeah, steak and ruffle chips, right?
Were you guys aware?
And it keeps you full longer.
Were you guys aware of that? That you can get steak for cheap?
Bart does the grocery shopping, so I don't know. Yeah.
That's probably not the kind of steak you want to eat.
Yeah, it's not really the steak. The steak eaters would go for.
Mikey, you should try one of those trucks on the side of the road that says steaks $20.
I would
love
to.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, but those are expensive.
You can buy it out of the back of a truck.
They might not even be spelling steaks right.
You get like 20 steaks for $20.
Okay. All right, then I'm in.
$1 steak, I'm all set.
I don't think that's cow.
Yeah.
Make sure they're identifying what meat it is. It's a good point.
Send me the coordinates. Sometimes, number nine, sometimes you have to drink PBR. It's one of the worst things God ever created, but
PBR is not that bad.
It's not good. It's bad.
But it'll get the job done.
It'll uh-huh. get it done. But you can find it for like $2 some places, and that's good.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah. Are you guys ready for number 10?
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm not sure.
This is the end of the list here. This is a good one. Never, and I mean ever, order the Uber in a group. You should still Venmo the orderer. But you should never be the one ordering it because you will never see that money again.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
for sure.
That's a fact.
All right.
I have a bonus if you want one.
Oh, yeah. We're here. You're here. Let's go.
All right. Last one. Shrink your friend group. Less friends means less money.
Absolutely. Less gifts.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Less people asking you to go out every week. You just, if you don't have plans, you won't spend money.
Gotcha.
Super solid.
You ended strong.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to try that steak one.
Okay. Over and over. It's good.
All right, today is Thursday. We call it Follow-Up Thursday for a reason. You guys hit us up and you're like, yo, Bird Show, whatever happened to blank? We do the homework and we give you answers today.
All right, Lisa saw a text between her boyfriend and his mom discussing the possibility of a proposal. She found out her boyfriend planned on proposing with his grandmother's vintage ring that she didn't like. She wanted our help creating a plan to drop hints to her boyfriend to choose another ring. So we suggested she make up a story about a friend's engagement ring, and she did. After telling her boyfriend about her friend's ugly vintage family heirloom engagement ring, her boyfriend got super quiet. He went on to defend the idea of family heirloom rings. Torn, Lisa didn't know how to move forward, but she didn't want to flat out hurt her boyfriend's feelings. So what has happened since we last spoke to her?
All right, the update. Hey, Bird Show. So after that awkward conversation where I pretended to hate my quote-unquote friend's vintage ring, I was stressed. I spent weeks sweating about it, practicing my surprised and delighted face in the mirror for when he'd eventually propose with Grandma's ring. Months later, we went out for a special date, and it happened. He got down on one knee. My heart was racing as I was mentally preparing myself to fake love that vintage ring. But inside, a beautiful ring with his grandmother's beautiful center stone set in a modern platinum band. Later on, my fiancé confessed that after our conversation, he talked to his mom. Turns out Grandma's ring was just being used as a model for the jeweler. They kept the center diamond, but had it reset in a completely new design based on rings I'd liked on my Pinterest board. The text I saw was them discussing the concept of using a family ring, not literally using the vintage setting. So I got a ring I love with sentimental value, and I didn't have to hurt anyone's feelings. Now my fiancé and I are taking our time planning a wedding that we'll both enjoy. Thanks for the advice.
Okay.
Oh, I love a happy ending.
Who doesn't?
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Say I got about a dozen messages about this one thing I talked about a few days ago. And while I understand your point, I'm still annoyed by it. So
are you annoyed because they're right? Or are you annoyed just because they're even making the comments to begin with?
I'm not sure. Let's work it out. Yeah, let's debate it. It's actually a point you made on the air.
Oh, really?
A couple of days ago. Yeah, I was telling you guys that I think my son's school has a really unique tradition that they do that I really, really loved a lot. It's a penance ceremony. So he goes to a small Catholic private school, and there's only 31, 32 kids in his graduating class, right? You know where I'm going with this now.
I do.
Right? There's only like 31 kids in his graduating class, so maybe this is a unique experience for smaller schools, but I love this ceremony that the seniors all go to the library, and their family members are invited to go also. And one by one, they call the students up in alphabetical order. Student comes up while the other students and family cheers for them. They go to one table. They grab the pennant of the university that they are going to be attending. Then they turn around and they climb up a ladder and they attach that pennant to a wall. So by the end of the ceremony, you had 31 or 32 different pennants up in the library. I'm not exactly sure how long they stay there for, indicating like all of the kids that are going to be going to college. And Hollis is going to be attending North Georgia, and he's hoping to transfer in a year to Georgia. So he had his UNG t-shirt on and his Georgia sweats, and he goes up there and everybody's applauding. You got kids going to Georgia Tech. You got kids going to Samford. You got kids going to Ohio State. So it was really cool to see. It was a nice way to honor.
You shared the video on your Instagram stories, and it was like he was so proud, and everybody when he walked up and got his pennant and put it was a cool ceremony.
I thought it was a really cool ceremony. So you at the time said, how about the kids that aren't going to college? And at that time, I said, I don't really know what they do for those kids. But then the DMs started coming in from those that must not have totally heard the segment. Has the school, or how is the school going to honor the kids that aren't going to college? They're being excluded from this ceremony entirely? I can't answer that. I don't know. I sure hope the school did something for the kids that chose a different life path and celebrated them as well. Was another DM I got. My daughter decided to take a year off from college and is traveling around Southeast Asia for a year. So she wouldn't get to participate in any ceremony? No, she wouldn't. Another one, I think the school is making a big mistake by only honoring those going to college. How is that more of an accomplishment as my son doing mission work in South America for 6 months? And then this last one that I copied also. And these were all a pretty good indication of everything that I was getting, or some of them I was getting. My daughter was burned out and chose her mental health and didn't go to college for a year after high school graduation. It was the right decision for her, but in your son's school, she'd be totally dismissed for what I consider a very bold decision.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm like, I can barely hold myself in right now. I'm so irritated by these comments.
Really? Okay, I thought that you would be for these because I feel like while we're doing this show that you more than anybody else are like, let's make sure everybody is honored.
No, okay, so I think there's a difference. I think making people feel seen for basic human rights is one thing, but why can't people have their flowers for going to college? It's not dismissing people who didn't go to college. The graduation ceremony is for that. That's what that is for. Or graduation, parents, maybe family throwing a graduation party. That celebrates your accomplishment in graduating for high school. This is an additional ceremony that's for those kids who are choosing to go to college. It doesn't mean that your kid who's traveling around the world or who chose their mental health is not going to be honored for graduating. It just, people are allowed to celebrate their wins in life, and that doesn't have anything to do with you.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, people keep making it about themselves.
I did not think that you and I would be on the same page. I thought we were going to have a healthy debate this morning.
No.
But that's exactly how I feel. Is like, you do not, it doesn't take away from your kid's accomplishment of choosing herself and her mental health that she took a year off. You just can't put a pennant up for that.
Right. So Kristen said something a long time ago, and I'm going to like butcher it so you can fix it. But like, don't make someone else's like what win about you.
So, and I know, and I was actually about to bring that up because I do feel like you shouldn't make somebody else's compliment an insult to you because it's not about you. It's a compliment to them, right? So if somebody gets acknowledged or somebody gets a compliment and you don't, it's not a slight on you. Right. It's just somebody getting acknowledgement, which I agree. Now, granted, I was the one on air because it's the first thing I thought of. Now, granted, I think it's because your son has such a small senior class. And if there are one or two who have decided to go the military route or who've decided to go, travel abroad or even have decided college isn't for me. You know, I think it's a beautiful ceremony. And I think those kids, it's hard work to get into college, to get accepted, to go through that process. And they deserve to get acknowledged. But I'm going to contradict myself because I do believe in the whole compliment theory. At the same time, my mama heart was like, you know, well, what about those kids who chose not to go to college? And I get that the graduation is for everybody, but I also know too, depending on circumstances, sometimes it's not the kid's choice that they can't go to college.
But you can't take that away from the kids that are.
I know, and that's why I'm so torn, because I'm sitting here talking out one side of my mouth and then talking out the other, because like my little mama heart was just like, well, what about the kids that don't get to go to college?
Again, this goes with everybody's got to have a trophy these days.
I understand the people who feel like everybody should be a part of the ceremony, for sure. But if there is a specific part of the ceremony that's catered to the kids that are going to college, how is that any different than when they have an honorary moment or they have like a list of the students who have done extra work or they've done something to deserve that? Does that take away from the kids who are not on the honorary list? Like, to me, it's somewhat similar.
Yeah, that's an argument in some schools that they did away with honor rolls because they didn't want the kids that weren't on the honor rolls to be hurt that they weren't being publicly acknowledged.
You had the same opportunity.
Yeah, I agree.
Not necessarily.
To be on the honor roll?
Yeah, depending on like your life circumstances and what's going on at home. And like, there's a lot of factors that go into like what makes kids succeed in school. And like perfect attendance. I understand why they took the perfect attendance thing away.
I get it. Everybody a trophy on these 1% circumstances.
Give everybody a trophy. I'm just saying let's open our eyes to the fact that there are a lot of extenuating circumstances as to why one child might thrive and the other might not.
Totally agree. But if I got like, if I was valedictorian, like I want to be acknowledged for having been on the honor roll too. But when it comes to the pennant ceremony, I'm kind of split down the middle too, because if my kid chose to go into the military, of course, like I'm going to want him to be honored for that next step. So if it meant that much to me as a parent, I would just say, well, I'm going to get you an Army or a Navy pennant and I'm going to bring it to the ceremony. We're going to hang it up. But if there's nothing to hang up, then it doesn't make sense for you to come to the pennant ceremony. And then there just has to be a situation where this is just the one moment where you will not be celebrated for whatever you have chosen to do. And there will be other environments for that, like you said, with the graduation ceremonies and the graduation parties. But if there's a pennant, by all means, I would be open to bringing that.
And then to contradict myself again, I do think there is a valuable lesson in celebrating your friends and their accomplishments and not making about you and being proud of your friends for, you know, whatever path they have chosen and if they've gotten accepted into college. And that it would be nice, even if you have not chosen
chosen that path and you're doing something different, to still be at the ceremony and clap and cheer and, you know, celebrate your friends for what they've chosen to do.
Agreed. Yeah. Do you have something else?
Yeah, I'm just going to say this. You know, I totally commiserate that, you know, some people aren't good at standardized tests, so they're not going to make the honor roll, or that might affect their SAT, ACT score. And I do think that's taken in, should be taken into consideration. But here's the thing. Life is hard. And I think sometimes when it's, how do I put, it's not voluntary for everyone, but when there are things that you do that are extra on top of what you're doing, it's okay to celebrate that. And sometimes people just have to learn the lesson that you're not always going to be the best of the best in a category, or you might thrive in one field and not in the other. And so I want everyone to feel loved. If there were no graduation ceremony, I would feel very differently. Then it would be exclusionary.
I'd rather do the penance ceremony than the 3-hour graduation.
Yeah.
The penance ceremony took 30 minutes.
Yeah, but it's okay to celebrate people when they win. And just know when you see that, it's not taking away from your own accomplishments just because you don't fit into that niche box.
The Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
This is huge news, Mo. Huge news, because tomorrow Rihanna will release her first song ever since 2022 when she released Lift Me Up for Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Mm. And she is releasing a new track for an equally monumental movie. The new Smurfs movie that she will be the voice of. She will be the voice of Smurfette. And the new song she's releasing is called Friend of Mine. I feel like we're trying to make Smurfs a thing, and we just need to let it go. Like, Smurfs were huge when I was a kid, right? I had Smurfs roller skates, like, every Wednesday after school. We had, like, skate, and I Smurfs were huge. And I have a kid now, and I'm just looking around, and I feel like we're trying to make Smurfs happen again, and we just need to stop.
It's so many things, though, that can fit into that category. Right. Like, why are you specifying Smurfs? Yeah, you
real blue discrimination.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Real bold of you to say that, wearing Smurf blue.
Yeah, no, this is Kentucky blue, Abby. There's a difference.
Just kidding.
Don't disrespect Kentucky.
Yeah, I don't know why. I feel like some things, like, you know, for nostalgia or whatever, we just, like, some things need to just, we need to let go of. Well, and I think Smurfs is one of them.
I'm pro anything short, so. My second thing here is the Rihanna song that she did in Wakanda Forever was so perfectly placed.
Beautiful. Mm.
And it was such a beautiful song at a beautiful time. I remember my chest getting all tight in the movie theater watching it. It was perfect.
I don't like the follow up. I'm with you. Like, she should have done something else to ride the momentum of coming off of Wakanda than Smurfs.
It meant something. It had
it
a
was
meaning.
Powerful.
It brought the whole storyline together.
She's so this is like Britney did this too, and it's hers is way worse. But she's obviously doing this for her kids, right? Like, it's something to be the part of the Smurfs movie, and it's clear Smurfs is trying to capitalize on what Trolls did with Justin Timberlake and NSYNC, but they're falling short. They're like the DC comics of kids' movies. It's just never going to be Marvel. Stop trying.
It's been since 2011, since the last Smurfs movie. And Kristen, I can tell you why they're making another Smurfs movie, because the last one made $563 million.
Is that right? So no, wait, what? So,
$563 million worth. I remember they brought the Smurfs in here. I took a picture with them because I made a joke saying I wasn't Hefty Smurf.
So you can't say that they're trying to make Smurfs a thing. Smurfs a thing for $560 million. It's a thing.
You're an island over there, Barry.
Cash in, I guess.
Offensive to the Smurf community.
Do we have more girls now in the Smurf land besides Smurfette?
We got representation again. Back to this.
Here
we go.
Okay, it's been a hot second since we've talked about the Met Gala that happened 10 days ago. It's fashion's biggest night, and there was a big scandal on the red carpet when celebrity stylist to Zendaya La Roche had a little moment on the red carpet where he saw Anna Sawai from Shogun pretty much wearing the exact same outfit as Zendaya, which, because Zendaya is such a fashion icon and La Roche has such an incredible reputation for styling her, this was a big moment because people were like, oh, yikes, like, is there somebody in La Roche's camp that maybe, like, like sabotaged him and maybe like leaked his designs to whoever was styling Anna Sawai. And he had this moment where he was kind of like, ooh, when he saw it happen in real time. And I think that people thought it was a little bit shady, but Entertainment Tonight posted this clip of La Roach responding to his response. And he said, there's no beef there.
I think people thought that there was some type of disappointment on our end. You know, her stylist, Carla Welch, and I are very friendly. We've known each other for years. And Carla and I talked, you know, Zendaya sent Anna flowers, you know, because it was her first met. But yeah, it wasn't any disappointment. It was like two people paying homage to two different people, you know, Yoko being Anna's inspiration and Diana and Bianca being ours. It just happened. And they both look great and they're both beautiful women. And I mean, I hate the way that people try to pin women or a stylist, you know. It was all great. They both look great.
Now, there might not be beef now, but in that moment when he saw her walk down the red carpet, I know he was steaming.
Because now he's had time to reflect, right? So it was just one of those perfect moments where the camera was on him, he was being interviewed, and he saw her wearing the exact same thing as Zendaya. And that was his honest reaction. And as a stylist, of course, you're going to want your celebrity to stand out, and you never want to show up to an event wearing the same thing. So I don't think there was beef, but I think it was a genuine, authentic reaction on his part. Like, oh God, like they're wearing the same thing. And, you know, to be fair, Zendaya did wear it a little bit better, but.
Oh, I mean, a lot better. It's just crazy how similar they were. I'm like, one thing if you guys were both wearing a white pantsuit, but the floppy hat, that to me is crazy.
No, but it makes total sense. So the fact that Diana Ross was her inspo, right? And Diana walked the Met carpet right before her. And now when he said Yoko Ono was hers, that makes total sense. Because that was a total Yoko Ono look as well. So it just happened that those, coincidentally, two worlds collided.
All right, Diddy's ex, Cassie Ventura, is revealing how much money she got in the 2024 out-of-court settlement with Diddy. I'm going to tell you what she said in court on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.